This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Less than a third of women worked full-time in 1979. By 2000, nearly half did. With two working parents and almost half of all families, men are just as much in need of parenting support as women. And for the more than two-thirds of single mothers who work, the necessity is even more urgent. Growing demand has led to four different states creating their own paid leave programs. According to prosecutors, Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, not only knew about the scheme to close lanes to the George Washington Bridge as it unfolded, but also that it was intended to punish a local mayor, prosecutors said. Donald Trump's huge margin among white voters is keeping his chances alive in Florida, which he must win to have a path to victory over Clinton. Uber continues to grow like Topsy, operating in 425 cities with 30 million passengers per month. Lyft has 20% of the U.S. market, while they have 80%. Lyft is spending $50 million per month and cutting into their share in some cities. New federal guidelines make it clear that while the government will provide oversight, it wants to encourage the development of autonomous, self-driving vehicles. Police department in Tulsa, Oklahoma released video of an encounter during which the authorities said a white police officer fatally shot an unarmed black man who could be seen raising his hands over his head. Department opened a criminal investigation into the shooting and said that Tulsa County District Attorney would review its findings. Federal Justice Department opened a separate civil rights investigation. The Five Star Movement, a surprise party's win with Virginia Ragg, a lawyer with almost no political experience who ran as a clean hands reformer as the first female mayor of Rome, appears to be floundering. Garbage piled up in the streets through the summer. Five important officials have resigned, some tainted by investigations for malfeasance. One of Italy's leading newspapers published excerpts from a letter signed by about 70 city hall managers in Rome that lamented administrative paralysis and a lack of guidance. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.